I think the idea behind that is making sure that if the city actually owns a license, then we can ensure that it's operated in accordance to kind of the community standards, so that if we're seeing that an operator is passing out marijuana to individuals that don't have prescriptions, or perhaps to kids, or if they're authorizing the sale of products of marijuana that we're finding are becoming problematic in schools, and if they're not taking those back, then it's a lot easier to terminate a lease and then to grant that to someone else than it is to revoke a license.